KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 64. Winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight to the low of 36. In the news, sheriff's deputies in Page County Tuesday responded to an accident that involved a Page County dump truck. The incident was reported around 7:45 a.m., and it occurred near the intersection of 130th and N Avenue, or about 9 miles northwest of Clarinda. There were no injuries reported. An investigation determined 59-year-old Ricky Allen Otten of rural Clarinda, who is employed by the Page County Secondary Roads Department, was driving the 2016 International 7000 Series dump truck and turning west on 130th from N Avenue. At the intersection, Auden had the dump box of the truck partially raised and had just begun to spread the approximately 17 tons of road rock from the intersection to the west on 130th. As the vehicle rounded the left-hand corner, though, the load shifted in the dump truck box, causing the vehicle to roll onto its passenger side. Auden managed to get out of the cab through the driver's side window once the truck came to rest on the traveled portion of the road. Damage to the Page County dump truck was estimated to be more than $50,000. No charges have been issued as of the latest report. A Northwest Iowa teen is recovering from injuries he suffered in a farming accident south of Hornick. Monona County authorities say a 16-year-old was inside of a grain bin with his brother when his foot became entangled in a sweep auger. The victim's boot was ripped off and he suffered severe leg injuries. Deputies say the boy was taken to a hospital for treatment. His name was not released. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning said there were 351 new COVID-19 positive tests over nearly the past 24 hours for a total of 398,407 and four additional deaths, including one in Guthrie County, where the total is 30 now. Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been 5,989 deaths in Iowa altogether that were attributed to COVID-19. The state's positivity rates are down to 3.7% for the 14-day rate and 3.5% for the 7-day rate. IDPH says there have been over 2.5 million doses of a COVID vaccine administered in Iowa and more than 1.2 million persons who have completed their respective vaccination series. The state reports there are now two long-term care facility outbreaks. The latest addition is the Risen Sun Christian Village in Pottawatomie County, where there are 8 positive cases and 6 residents or staff recovered. The IDPH says Risen Sun Christian Village has had 6 positive cases in the past 14 days. The Urbandale Health Care Center is the other outbreak facility with 19 positive cases among residents and staff and 17 total recoveries. The state says 2,329 care facility deaths have occurred since the pandemic began. COVID hospitalization data show a decline in most of the statistics. There are 159 hospitalized, 36 persons in an ICU, 33 people were admitted, and that's up from 21 on Tuesday, and 17 people were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there are 10 COVID patients hospitalized, 3 are in an ICU, 1 person was admitted, and once again, there was no one on a ventilator. Well, the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 6 arrests from over the past week. Authorities said on Tuesday that last Saturday, 30-year-old Horatio Marengo Magana of Marshalltown was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on the Cass-Adair County line following a traffic stop for having an expired registration sticker. A records check indicated Marengo Magana was driving while barred. He was arrested on the same day, released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond with 10% of that acceptable. On May 7th, 36-year-old Adam Timothy Foster of Dexter was arrested on outstanding Guthrie County warrants. He was taken to meet directly with Guthrie County deputies and not held in Adair County. On May the 6th, 22-year-old Morgan Sebastian Lukenbill of Bridgewater was arrested on outstanding Dallas County warrants. He also was taken to meet directly with deputies in Dallas County. As we mentioned to you last week, 38-year-old Jeremy Paul Samstead of St. James, Minnesota, was arrested following the pursuit of a semi-tractor trailer that had begun on Interstate 80 in Adair County and ended near Shelby. Samstead was taken into custody for eluding and warrants out of for parole and probation violation out of Missouri, 3 counts of theft by check or dishonored check that were out of Minnesota. 24-year-old Wei Mu Hatu of Omaha, Nebraska, was arrested May 4th in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol. He was wanted on Adair County warrants for failure to appear on charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Hatu was released the same day on a $2,000 cash-only bond. And 59-year-old Myron Lee Flathers of Oneida was arrested May 2nd on Cass County felony warrants. He was taken to meet directly with Cass County deputies and brought to our jail. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 38-year-old Warren Logan Davis of Earlham was cited on May the 3rd for driving while barred. Davis was released at the scene of his traffic stop. An Iowa State Patrol Trooper, District 3 Public Information Officer Ryan DeVault on Tuesday said on a social media post there was another triple-digit speeder that had been caught. It was the second Monday in a row someone had been clocked and ticketed for exceeding the speed limit by 100 miles per hour or more. In a tweet, Trooper DeVault said, "We will see you at 102, meaning 102 was the speed that that person was clocked at. District 3 troopers on I-80 Monday stopped the motorist who told them they didn't realize they were going that fast. DeVault says, "Do you believe you wouldn't realize 32 miles per hour over the posted speed limit?" He emphasized also that we need to get back to paying attention to driving. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.